Jerry Bader Show 1020. Jason, one television station is interested in the story about a technical college instructor who appears to have used campus, that is, public email, to promote a Mary Burke campaign event. Got one TV station nibbling so far. It's a start. It's a start. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see from there. I don't even know how much I've talked about this. I've blogged about it, but this story, I did talk about it because I talked about it in this context. This is the 18 and a, as Peggy Noonan called it, the 18 and a half minute moment of the Obama administration. Everyone knows what the 18 and a half minutes is, right? Rosemary Wood, I did talk about this on the air. I remember talking about her. Rosemary Woods, secretary for Richard Nixon, after Nixon was ordered to turn over Oval Office recordings in the Watergate investigation, she was supposed to be transcribing them or dubbing them or whatever she was doing, and she stopped from her work to answer a phone call and accidentally erased 18 and a half minutes. Only the most diehard of conservatives still believe that story. Clearly there was, I think he was talking to Haldeman at the time. There were 18 and a half minutes. They don't want anyone to hear. I think that's pretty clear. So that was the beginning of the end of the Nixon presidency. That and the Saturday Night Massacre is when you started hearing calls for impeachment. Lois Lerner's emails, which allegedly are due to a hard drive crash, many people, including yours truly, think this is an 18-and-a-half-minute moment. Ex-IRS official Lois Lerner's crashed hard drive has been recycled, making it likely that the lost emails of the lightning rod in the Tea Party targeting controversy will never be found. According to multiple sources, writes Rachel, I don't know how she pronounces her last name, B-A-D-E, Bade, Bade, I don't know. According to multiple sources, we've been informed that the hard drive has been thrown away. Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, the top Republican on the Finance Committee, said in a brief hallway interview. Two additional sources told Politico the same late Wednesday, citing IRS officials. It may just be standard government procedure, but the revelation is significant because some lawmakers and observers thought there was a way that tech experts could revive Lerner's emails after they were washed away in a computer crash in the summer of 2011. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Daryl Issa, California Republican, for example, subpoenaed her damaged hard drives earlier this week when he asked for all hard drives, external drives, thumb drives, and computers, and all electronic communication devices the IRS issued to Lois G. Lerner. IT experts have weighed in and said, yes, we can get those emails, said Representative Charles, I'm not sure how he pronounces his name either, Bustani of Louisiana earlier Wednesday, or Bustani, I don't know. That sounds more Cajun. The latest news suggests such professionals may never get the chance to try again. And the IRS has even said its criminal investigators who specialize in rebuilding hard drives to recover hidden information from criminals were unable to restore the data back in 2011. But this is only likely to further enrage Republicans who are fuming over the matter and suspect Washington officials drove the selective scrutiny. In other words, that this wasn't a couple of goons in Cincinnati, and this all started in Washington. The IRS told congressional investigators on Friday, the email blah, 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 that her hard drive crashed and emails were lost from 2009 to 2011 in a computer hard drive crash in early summer 2011. IRS Chief John Koskinen will face angry Republicans at a hearing on Friday. The time frame is significant because the Tea Party targeting began in spring of 2010 And Republicans think if there was a smoking gun connecting the Obama administration to the IRS treatment of conservative groups, it could be found during that period. We believe the standard IRS protocol was followed in 2011 for disposing of the broken hard drive. A bad hard drive, like other broken information technology equipment, is sent to a recycler as part of our regular process, an IRS spokesman said in response to a query from Politico. Dan Henninger has a piece in today's Wall Street Journal. The IRS isn't Watergate. It's worse than Watergate. The Watergate break-in was the professionals of the party in power going after the party professionals of the party out of power. The IRS scandal is the party in power going after the most average Americans imaginable. They didn't need to do this. The Obama campaign machine was a wonder, perfecting the use of social media in 2008 and 2012. But the Democrats were so crazed in 2010 by Citizens United, so convinced that anyone's new political money might bust their hold on power, that they sicked the most feared agency in government on people who disagreed with them. Barack Obama wanted this job. He didn't want it to come with Ukraine, the Islamic State of Iraq, in Syria, or Daryl Issa. But it does. All right, we'll get to this after the news because I don't really have time. Well, we might be able to take a call or two. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I have two thoughts on this, or two thoughts that I want from you. And again, if you have IT people out there, are you buying what the IRS is selling? And two, there's talk now with this latest revelation of a special prosecutor. The media are not going to do what they did in 1972, 73, and 74. There are no Woodward and Bernsteins out there who are going to go after a Democratic president. Is it time for Republicans, whether they have the power to do it or not, to suggest that the presidency has been tainted to the point where it deserves a Nixon-like investigation? The problem is they will not have the media helping them. Most of the heavy lifting in Watergate was done by the media. It's no small irony that there was a vote Saturday to tear down the parking garage where Woodward met Deep Throat. What was his name? Mark? What was his real name? I can't think of his name right now. Irony that we are approaching the 40th anniversary of the fall of Richard Nixon. Day in and day out, this seems more Nixonian. And there are so many of them. And maybe that's the problem for Republicans. They can't just zero in on one. They don't want to use the impeachment word for anything because they're afraid it's going to have them painted as extreme. Their top priority right now is to get back the Senate in November. And I understand that. But because they don't have the media, and because there's always the race card, it seems as though they are completely intimidated into not actively confronting this presidency, if not the president himself. This should be, as Henninger said, no, this isn't Watergate. It's bigger. Watergate was a bungled break-in going after, and whether or not Nixon knew about it from the onset, it was kind of the paranoid thing that you would expect from him. It was political operatives going after political operatives. I'm not defending it. I'm just saying it is what it was. Henninger is right in that the IRS is going after the average citizen. All right, I've thrown several things out there. That's a good point. A listener makes a good point. We'll share after the news. 406-1360, 888-455-1360 is 1030.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.